Chapter 16. Ron and Celeste's days settled into their rhythms. Ron had the manifestation determination conference scheduled. Celeste met and liked the clergy. Patricia moved her into a spot representing patients' rights on a joint board where clergy and medical professionals met with leaders from the Friendship Fund. Patricia informed Heidi of her desire to have Celeste on this board, and Patricia was a powerful woman. Her late and never discussed philandering husband was one of the Height Village founders. She had many friends and was now one of the clergy. This, of course, inserted a bug up Heidi's backside. But she would take that out on Celeste in different ways. Angel thrived in the barn. She brought Ron out to see it one afternoon while he was mowing grass. She had done a good job, and Ron had shown her that the circuit breaker for heat had been turned off, and now the baseboard was, while not hot, warming. It was Sunday morning, but not like a normal Sunday. They were taking a long ride. Ron and Celeste did not enjoy driving into Pennsylvania. There were too many ghosts on these roads. Ron had a distaste for Pennsylvania since before Celeste met him. For Celeste, it had always held good memories, except that in the summertime, she found it very buggy. Then the nightmarish cloud of Angel's deterioration had descended on them, and this state, with its horrible rehabilitation facility, came into their life. Celeste asked Ron what books he had in the car. He was listening to The Source by James Michener. That would be perfect. Just start it where you left off, said Celeste. I'll fall right into it. Michener did his magic, and Ron tried to follow the directions. They were going to get their first dog together. They had both done research. This breed was known as Irish Water Spaniel. They had found it because of Celeste's allergies to dogs that shed. Water Spaniels were mostly all the same color. They were chocolate brown, but were described officially as liver brown. The ride was about 2 hours old when Ron said, "We need to turn off at the next exit, and from there, I need you to read the directions." Celeste grimaced. This never went well. Why did he keep forcing her to do it? She couldn't read a map and couldn't read his handwriting. It never ended well. She braced herself and hoped the explosion would pass quickly like a thunderstorm. But maybe she would get lucky this time. After he had expressed his exasperation with her ability to decipher things, she could keep him in line by reminding him that he was acting like a vice principal. That got him every time, and then he would become mostly cooperative. But some thunderstorms came in twos. They were the real pains in the ass, because she would have relaxed thinking it was over. But then some new twist of fate might send him over the edge again. She did have more of a chance on Sunday, because he would have burnt up some of that energy on Saturday, and would also not be as pent up. Ron tried to read the directions as Celeste held them, but he had to glance away from the road, which made him tense. If only she would just learn to read what was there. But magically, there was the street for whose number they were looking. They had gotten there without difficulty. As they walked up the driveway, they saw the pause and curious head of a beautiful dog who wanted to see who was arriving. He jumped to the window ledge. Ron rang the bell. Celeste was excited as the breeder answered the door, flanked by two more wonderfully brown, curly-coated, friendly, alert dogs. "Come in," he said. John Francis Riley was happy to see them. His wife was so done with this litter that she was giving him an argument about ever doing it again. This pup had been returned after 2 weeks. He was the runt of the litter anyway, and the elderly couple who purchased him had used a toothbrush on his puppy teeth to make sure that he never had that bad breath smell that they hated in dogs. Then they just brought him back. They had named him Boo Boo, but Ron and Celeste could name him anything they wanted. They were both immediately smitten. Boo Boo curled right into their arms and was at ease. Yes, they wanted him. No, they didn't have a crate. Yes, they would take him now. Ron was ready with the agreed amount. Celeste had already written the check before they'd left the house. The breeder's wife even came downstairs and offered them coffee while her husband created the paperwork. Ron was busy signing the permission slips. Celeste was just holding their new puppy and feeling him breathe and looking into his eyes. "What do you want to name him?" said Riley. "Keats," said Ron. He felt Riley flinch at the name of the English poet as he said, "Keats it is."